The White House Report.
In this very charged climate, politics and the work of government still continues. I talked with Congressional Black Caucus Chair Karen Bass about the new moves that Joe Biden plans to take if he is indeed elected president of the United States, namely dealing with the court, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, you know, I actually think it is going to take us a while to do an inventory of all of the damage that has happened. But you can look at it this way. Every federal agency, every cabinet officer that he appointed was given the assignment to destroy the agency they were in. And so if you look across the board, you can look at the EPA, you can look at DOJ, you can look at education, every single agency has been gutted, period, but has especially been gutted of any civil rights aspect of that agency. So environmental justice, for example, we know what's happening with education, and we know about his executive order that essentially put it in writing that said we want to make sure we get rid of anything having to do with racial equity, racial justice, racial awareness from the federal government. But I would begin, April, with COVID. Because COVID is what is killing us. COVID is what is making us sick when we have no idea of the long-term impacts. We have the Affordable Care Act that the whole purpose of rushing, one of the purposes of rushing the Supreme Court justice selection is because that case is due to be heard in the middle of November. And so we have healthcare as one of the biggest issues. But the other problem within COVID that we know is the economic problem. I will tell you that we don't know all of the damage. Let me tell you that one of the things that the Congressional Black Caucus has done, because we knew we couldn't get certain things done through the Trump administration, we went out to the private sector. So the Black Caucus works lockstep with the Hispanic Caucus, the Asian Pacific Islander Caucus, and the two Native American women. We went out and we recruited Black, Asian, Latino, and Native American researchers. We started a project that is headquartered at the Urban League. We got a couple of million dollars from foundations, and we asked each of these researchers to begin to document how the pandemic has impacted us health-wise and economic-wise. And so my answer to you is it's going to take us a while to do the analysis of all of the ways this administration has hurt the African-American population. Now, you asked me about the Supreme Court. Yes, we don't have a Thurgood Marshall, but I do believe that we have a number of very prominent civil rights lawyers and judges around the country. I saw a list that the only person on the list I knew was Sherrilyn Ifill, which I thought was very exciting. So there might not be a Thurgood Marshall in terms of a Black judge that high up on a federal level that would be an obvious choice for the Supreme Court. But I have no doubt that there are many civil rights lawyers in our country who could fill those shoes and fill them beautifully.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.